over 7 decades of great music. Huntington's very own, and the world can listen to Z103.com. It's Friday morning. Good morning to you. Mark Wickersham in the studio with the basics of economic development. We're on episode number 13. What? Goodness.
The year's flying by already.
And it is. I feel old.
Well, it's the dog year theme.
It is.
Well, today I want to spend a little bit of time on a topic that is at the heart of the basics of economic development. But it's a topic that when you look at it in more detail, maybe it's economic development 400 level, if you will. And that is cluster development. Now, some of our listeners might think the word cluster might mean something a little different than what economists want it to mean. So we're not talking about chaos here. We're talking about a systematic approach. The concept was developed by Dr. Michael Porter. He's a professor emeritus at this point at Harvard Business School. He earned an MBA from Harvard, and as well as a PhD in economics, and he spent his time in researching and applying, it's like applied economic theory to complex systems problems and solving. And he wrote a paper in that was published in 1998 on clusters and the new economics of competition. Now, 1998 is a long time ago in most of us' train of thought, but the idea here is still the same. It's been rebranded multiple times, and others have tried to redefine it. But what we're talking about here, Porter observed, and as he defined it, clusters are critical masses in one place of unusual competitive success in particular fields. They're groups of things that happen in concentrations, connected, interconnected companies and institutions in particular fields. The California wine cluster, for example, is an example, or Silicon Valley, or Hollywood, frankly, for the entertainment industry. And the idea is that when you think about the existing assets in particular locations, there become logical strategies and ideas then for how those companies that are identifying themselves in essence a cluster world, how they grow, how they succeed, how things can be developed. So again, clusters affect competitiveness within particular areas, and we can be talking about communities, states, countries, even when you think around the world. In a global sense, but they encompass an array of linked industries or other entities that are important to one another for competition and success. Examples might include suppliers of specialized inputs, components, machinery, services, providers of specialized infrastructure, information. They often extend to downstream customers and laterally to manufacturers of complementary products and companies and industries related by skills, technologies, common inputs, and sometimes they can include like governmental institutions or universities or think tanks, vocational specifics, trade associations, a number of things that can be included. In his initial research, he prepared a map of the United States and had identified clusters that exist. And one of the clusters that he identified in Indiana that we're all familiar with is at Warsaw, Indiana, with the orthopedic device industry. There are a number of orthopedic companies that are located there that have synergies together, that their employees go back and forth between employers, you know. Their job training systems have things in common and so forth. So it's really interesting to think through, like, you know, so Carlsbad, California, for example, he picks out a cluster of companies that manufacture golf equipment. Golf clubs and that sort of thing.
And who knew?
And who knew? In Seattle, they're known for airport aircraft equipment, boat building, metal fabrication. You jump to Nebraska, and you're talking about telemarketing, hotels, credit card processing. Wichita, Kansas is known for light aircraft and farm equipment. You know, think about Hartford, Connecticut, and Hartford Insurance. Or Boston, with headquarters of mutual funds, biotech, software, and networking for venture capital. Obviously, in Detroit, the first thing that comes to mind is the automotive industry. So Porter did the initial work on how clusters evolve and develop and grow as it relates to economic success. Now, what's it mean for Huntington County? What are our clusters, or do we have clusters in the same sense that Porter has defined them? Well, when you think about Huntington County, you think about things like our metal fabrication companies, and all of those developed originally from, the Western Wheel Company back in the day.
Right.
And developed into things like Midwest Industrial Metal Fabricators, M&S Metal Industrial Metal Fabrication. Then there's an entire tool and die. You've got Huntington Sheet Metal. There just are a number of employers whose employees have skill sets that are common, inputs that are common. They have found a home in Huntington. And many of the original investors, original employees, grew out of the Western Wheel Company.
That's true, because when you think about Trans Wheel and Hayes Lemire and all the things that were going on in the 90s, and Mike Haggerty doing very well for himself in the Warren area, it's just incredible to see all the things that spun off from that.
Yeah. Now, that may not be as sexy as Silicon Valley, right?
But, no.
but it's good business with good career opportunities and opportunities to earn a good living. Out of that movement came things like powder coating. We have a number of companies in Huntington that have powder coat lines at their factories. And then that skill set led to the opportunity with Teijin for automotive top coat painting.
Yes.
And so it's just, there are a couple things there that are pretty obvious and really interesting to think about. That also then led to the automotive manufacturing sector looking at Huntington. I mentioned Transwheel. Well, almost 80% of the aftermarket wheels for the automotive world are made and distributed out of Huntington, with LKQ Corporation being the leader. So, like, if you're in a traffic accident or you, something happened to your car and your rim needs replaced, the auto parts stores and body shops often use companies like LKQ or All American All Star Automotive. That came out of Perfection Wheel, was purchased by them. We have a really good industry sector in automotive, whether it's body panels for Corvette, braking systems for trucks with Bendix. There just are a number of things that happen.
It sounds like a lot of growth potential, too, because...
Well, that is exactly the point that Michael Porter's raising in his research. When you identify these particular clusters, and again, also looking in Huntington County, we have precision machine shops. We have a lot of precision machining going on. And we have agriculture and food production in our community. Yes. So when you think in terms of those sectors, or in, I think it's fair in our case to call them miniature clusters, per Porter's work, you start to understand an approach to recruiting new businesses and to help expand existing businesses. And then in addition, what you hope is that the community can also identify other clusters that weren't really here long term to try to figure out where we head next. And one of those, for example, is metal recycling. The work at Metal X in Huntington and Sorterra Technologies in Markle has really put us in the forefront of recycling metals in our society and market. We also are looking at the, you know, growth in the orthopedic industry in our county with Incipio Devices and then another company called Advanced Engineering, both of whom have unbelievable technology to serve the orthopedic device and surgical instrument world and are doing really, really good work. And then finally, something that's totally new for us as a community that we have a tremendous opportunity for growth is in the film production world. We've had Smiley Face Media on as a guest before. We've also referenced Lance Clark's work at Huntington University with Forrester Films. But what we've realized is there is in the Midwest, there is a lack of facilities for film production equipment and post-production work that we actually have an opportunity to fill a void and to grow. And as you look at each one of these sectors, you can see how you might approach opportunities for recruiting supply chain vendors or recruiting manufacturers based on customers for their products. Not just the logistical distribution of their products, which is also really good in our community. And as I go through those sorts of discussions, I was approached recently by a company from California that was evaluating our community and thinking about, you know, what kind of cost savings with their particular can you imagine being a manufacturer in California?
Oh man!
In terms of both the regulatory and tax burdens that you're trying to do, let alone workforce questions. It's expensive to relocate a business, but when you look at the cost savings of just normal operations, plus the potential for incentives if the investments are eligible, it's just a really, really good place to do business in Indiana, and we just need to make sure that we've got a strategic approach for how we recruit and expand and retain businesses. And Michael Porter's work in the 1990s is as relevant today as it's ever been. And I mentioned in the last show when I met Secretary Adams from Indiana's the Secretary of Commerce, and Jeff Blade, the Executive Director of IEDC, both of whom have read Porter's work and lived it. And so it's exciting to kind of see a sophisticated level of the basics of economic development coming to play in Indiana.
It really is. And remember, you know, good sense does not have, it's evergreen, you know, so you're right. It's as relevant in 98 as it is today. It sounds like he's got a good common sense approach and has really thought this out.
Yep. And so, if your listeners are really interested in a deep dive, Michael Porter's stuff is online. And you can find a lot of it through the Harvard University School of Business, and it really is fascinating reading.
All right. Again, thank you. I mean, we've just been nailing it on these fascinating programs, and I love it. So we're looking forward to having you back next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Let's get back into the music, right?